Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Are you packing your children lunch and every day it's the same fight in the morning or the night before when you pack your lunch? I only want peanut butter and jelly. Okay, throw some carrot sticks in there. I won't eat them anyway. And they come home and the carrot sticks are still there, but the peanut butter and jelly, maybe the crust is still sitting in the bag. You know, you don't have to have these fights. My guest is Dr. Laura Janna, pediatrician and author of Food Fights, a wonderful book by the American Academy of Pediatrics that helps you to get your children these healthy school lunches every day. Packing lunch is enough of a pain without having the fight of what to put in it. So Dr. Janna, give us your best advice right off the bat on how we can pack a healthy lunch for our children that's not the same thing every single day.
Sure. And again, you've got several challenges wrapped into one question there, into one lunch bag. So first of all, keep in mind what your ultimate goal is here. And if parents just think about the fact that we don't want to just toss school lunches aside like that's not our issue because we're not the ones watching our kids eat them, but realize that school lunches and things that our kids eat at school can make up a significant percent of their daily calories and nutrition, it should be nutritious. Now, that's not to say you can't put some other things in there. Then what you brought up is so true for most parents I talk to, which is how do you do that and how do you make it practical and how do you make it quick because we're always in a hurry and how do you make it so you're not doing the same darn thing every day? Well, first of all, I like to remind people, some people, adults and kids alike, don't mind the same thing every day. So if your child decides that they really like something that actually is nutritious and easy, it's not that you have to do lots of variety in there. I find for school lunches, you mentioned peanut butter and jelly. Now, certainly you've got the concerns with the increase in peanut allergies and the concerns at schools. There are certainly lots of schools that have peanut-free, you know, recommendations because they've got kids with serious allergies. That really throws a wrench in plans because one of the biggest challenges is refrigeration. How do you keep the food safe? So I like parents to get creative. If peanut butter and jelly, just be aware of what the school peanut policy is and which kids may have some severe life-threatening allergies. If your child likes it, that's great. But even on the jelly front, looking for jelly that's lower sugar, that's 100% fruit, can make a difference as opposed to a very sugary spread on a sandwich. You mentioned the crusts and obviously bread being an issue. Not all bread is created equal. And finding bread that has more whole grain and more fiber, because that's not the same, so you want to look for fiber content and whole grains, can make it a healthier sandwich, whether you're using peanut butter and jelly or anything else. And I will tell you, because this is a hard one to track down, people don't always tell you this, but as a child who did take the crusts off my sandwiches, I will reassure all those parents, there is no nutritional difference from what I understand between the crust and the rest of the bread.
Ooh, that's good to know. Okay.
That one makes you feel better when you come home and the kids come home and there's crusts left. So I find that's the toughest thing because when you're talking about all the sandwiches with meats and tuna and all these other options, they must be refrigerated well or they must kept cool. And unfortunately, a lot of times that's not what happens in school lunchboxes. So keep that in mind from a safety standpoint. I like to also, as I say, for lots of meal and food recommendations, make it colorful. The beauty of fresh fruits and vegetables is a lot of them do not need to be refrigerated. They can be cut up and put in a lunchbox or a lunch bag and sent to school where you don't have those concerns. Now think about what you can do, which you might not have thought of before. Red bell peppers are sweet. If we called them candy, we could probably convince two-year-olds they were, right?
Yeah.
But you've got red bell peppers and orange and yellow, and they can be eaten raw, and they don't have to be refrigerated all the way up until lunchtime. Carrots are a great standby in celery and things. If you start adding those things in, and you don't even have to do the dip, right? I mean, everybody talks about, like, the joke about you can't eat vegetables without ranch dressing or whatever it might be. Kids love them. Same thing with fruits. There are so many fruits you could put in lunch that you don't have to worry about, are they going to be refrigerated between now and when my child sits down to eat?
Well, now, like, my children do not want me to put apples in because they get brown by the time. So I've tried squeezing lemon on them, and then they you know, don't end up eating the apples. You got to make sure the grapes are not soft and they're hard little grapes. And, you know, it gets like that. What about the snacky side things? Pretzels, Sun chips. They always want a chip of some sort. What are the healthier choices that we can stick
in? Well, I'm going to tell you a couple options here. One of my newest discoveries, which I absolutely love, and I found it at one of the kitchen stores, and it was very inexpensive, was something that sliced, kind of like a mandolin that sliced, and in this case it was meant to be for potatoes, very, very thin. And you put it in the microwave for 3 minutes on a special little kind of tray where it had holes in it, and it made chips. I swear to you, they were as crunchy as a potato chip. And they had nothing on them. And if you wanted to put a little salt or you wanted to put a little seasoning or something on them, you could. But they were like, that's ultimate healthy, right? I mean, that's just pure vegetable.
So make with your own potato.
Yes. And wow. So play around with some of your options, because you could dry fruit. You can have crunchy apple chips, okay? But some people say, I don't have the time for that. That's understandable. But even making a change from fried chips to baked chips, and nowadays there are lots of options for baked chips, even if you don't have time for that, just making the switch from buying fried chips to providing your kids, you know, snacks that are baked chips, and there's lots available, can make a very significant difference in the sort of the nutritional value of their lunch.
Well, and some of the baked chips are tolerable, and some of them, of course, you know, not. But I try crackers, and even crackers and little Bon Bell cheeses, because those don't have to be refrigerated either. Cheese is a good substitute in there, isn't it?
It is, and I like to remind people, not all cheese is created equal, but I'm very happy to see that there are options now, first of all, that they don't all have to be refrigerated, and second of all, I really focus on trying to cut down on saturated fat. We know fat in a child's diet is important, but saturated is what you want to avoid. So, and not all together, but you want lower saturated fat cheeses. It can be very healthy. Same thing with yogurts. Yogurts are very healthy to have along as well. So there's lots of those sorts of options where you're getting protein. And remember, overall, you want balance. You're getting protein. You're getting fresh fruits and vegetables. You're getting dairy. You're getting all those things mixed together. And it's not as much work as people think it is.
And what about after-school snacks, the commercials with the pizza rolls and all that? I'm not giving my kids pizza rolls for an after-school snack.
Well, what I like to think of that as, you know, I have three hungry teenagers. So I've got kids coming home from school who are ready to eat anything. I like to make sure, not so much that I dictate whether they're eating the equivalent of a meal or just a snack. I like to make sure that what they're eating has nutritional value to it. And it's not, my kids never get a chocolate chip cookie, but I like to make sure that those key times when I know they're the hungriest, that they're getting something of nutritional value. So perhaps if your child likes pizza rolls, you look for healthier variants of them, first of all. But second of all, buy one of those little pizza crusts or a pita bread and let them put pizza sauce on it and put some sort of low-fat or part skim cheese on there and let them stick one in. It doesn't take any longer to stick that in the oven than it does to stick something pre-made that has much less value, you know, nutritional value to it.
That's a great suggestion. And then, of course, having things ready, yogurt dips and peanut butter and cheese and apples and things out and ready for them, for those hungry teens, helps also, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And whether you choose to do that the night before or you do it on the weekend, I guarantee people, I say that and then I don't always get around to it. Once I set my mind to preparing ahead of time, and once my teenagers started doing that, where they realized they could take things they really liked, my daughter, who's just about to turn 16, actually uses tiny little plastic bags, and she prepackages all the things that she wants to take with her. And it can be nuts and raisins, it can be carrot sticks. She grabs whichever little bag she wants and goes, and all of a sudden her lunches became so much healthier at school, and so did her snacks.
Wow, you really taught her well. See, so it's all in the planning, and it's in role modeling and what you do with your children. Thank you so much, Dr. Laura Janna, author of the book Food Fights. You can get that from the American Academy of Pediatrics at aap.org or their consumer website, healthychildren.org. And remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.